Can you hear me now? I'm sorry. Okay, I guess coming up with good advice for new reference assistants. Probably the biggest stumbling block that I get to sometimes is when people come up with a difficult reference, especially, and you go on the computer and you can't find it, and then all of a sudden you realize that the article's from 1962. Well, of course that's not going to be on a database, and so you panic. And then you realize, oh no, I have to go back and use the paper indexes. And yes, the paper indexes, there's one applied science and technology, and then there's an engineering index back there. And you can always look up older articles, especially to confirm, you know, whenever people bring in partial, when they bring in their, they just have a piece of the citation, and you have to confirm that the article actually existed. I've had to do that a couple of times. Abbreviations, sometimes I'm trying to think of the old things that bother me. Some people come up with abbreviations of journals and they're not sure. Sometimes the things that we have back here. Yeah, can I have this? On the window over there, we have some limited abbreviation guides still left over here, like this one. And so this is still, I find it more useful than what they have on the computer because that, for some reason, never worked for me. But I still, because the old library I used to work at, we use those all the time. And so I still find...
How up-to-date is that?
This one? Well, it's not going to be up-to-date, but most of the citations you're going to find with those old styles of abbreviations are really going to be old enough.
Okay.
That most of them you should be able to hopefully find either there or sometimes Ulrich just allows you to do it that way, too.
Okay. I'm
trying to think of anything else I found really handy. Something people tend to forget is NACA is an older version of NASA. So when people come up looking for something that's NACA, you know that this is pre-NASA, so you have to go back pretty ways, and that's most likely going to be up in the fiche.
Okay.
And let's see here. Well, I guess I think the biggest thing, but this is something that most people figure out pretty quick, is that when you're dealing with the new generation of students, they expect everything to be online, and they don't understand that they can't get to everything online. And sometimes you have to explain to them that electronic journals are no different than paper journals. We subscribe to them the exact same way we would to a paper journal. Just because it's electronic doesn't mean it's free. We still have to actually subscribe to it, and I found that's the easiest way to get the point across to undergraduates who don't understand the concept of having to pay for an electronic journal.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Christy.
Okay.
Almost 3 minutes.
Okay. In case we want to do a lot of
should we listen to
it? All right.